Us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in the closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." This is the gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ the Word.
Well, Lord, we love you. Thank you for your love for us. Lord, we can rely upon that. We ask you, Lord, to come and fill us by your Spirit. Make us attentive to your word. May our lives be transformed by your presence. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Kia ora tātou, everyone. It's lovely to see you. In case you're wondering who I am, I sometimes ask that myself. My name is Fraser McDermott. I'm the vicar here, the lead pastor, the senior pastor, the one to blame, whatever you'd like to say, that's who I am. We're in a month of vision. I've got some questions for you. Do you know your purpose in life? Do you know what you were put on earth to do? Why were you born? There was a poster campaign in the UK a few years ago, and it said this: "My greatest fear is not to live my life." You know, we're captured. We've been given this gift. For some reason, when you open your eyes, you see a world, and inside you're you, and they're them. And we are different, but we're the same. What does it mean to live a life of God's blessing? Is my talk coming up at all, Nathan? Oh, praise the Lord. Don't you love computers? What I'd like to look at today, because we've been looking at vision, and I spoke a little bit about finances and things, and we're not going to bash one another over the head about that today. I want to talk about what does it mean to release God's blessing. Releasing God's blessing. Now, when we see those words, and if you've been attentive to our program card, you would have seen that, a number of people go, "Yeah, I want God's blessing released in my life. Yeah, I want more of him. Yeah." But actually, it's slightly confusing because actually, when we start becoming the center of our own blessing, we start missing the whole point of why we're here. We're here because we've been chosen by God to be used by him to release God's blessing outwards. You see, increasingly we're in a culture which is self-obsessed. The kingdom is others-obsessed. Constantly obsessed about who is not rather than who is. Thank you very much indeed. So I want to look today at what does it mean to bless? What is this whole blessing malarkey that we talk about? Oh, bless you. It's a sort of a slightly endearing, demeaning form of insult. Oh, bless. Look at them. He's trying to ride a bike. Oh. But actually, that's not what it's all about, is it? I want to look, Old Testament, New Testament. There are two words in the Old Testament, two words in the New Testament, which are used and translated into the word blessed, blessing, or bless. In the Old Testament, it's borak, not borat. It's borak, which is the spoken word meaning bless or blessing, of flourishing, both physical and spiritual, in someone's life. In other words, it's the favor of God. I speak God's blessing over you. Second word in the Old Testament is Esha. And that means a state of happiness. I am blessed. I am in a state of being blessed. In the New Testament, we've got two words as well. Not that we use them, we just use the word blessed, don't we? We use, first of all, the first word is makairos. And that means a state of happiness. Those who find themselves, their purpose and their meaning in God. They are happy. They are blessed. The other one is eulogeo, from which we get the word eulogy. Well done for those of you who have been to a funeral. And that means to speak well of or speak well over somebody. So let's just sort of crash all these things together and sort of get some sort of sense out of it. Blessing means there is a statement of goodwill and happiness that is said about another, as well as the condition that fulfills those words. So we speak, may the Lord bless you as you enter this new phase of your life. God's original design in creation, listen up, God's original design in creation, what he intended, not necessarily what we're feeling at the moment, but what he intended, was that all of creation, including mankind, would experience prosperity, and I don't necessarily mean financial. Prosperity, peace, and fulfillment. That's what God created us to be fulfilled, to be blessed. Trouble is, sin's got in the way. We also see another use of the word blessed is to be in a thriving condition under the influence of another. For instance, I am so blessed to have a fantastic wife. I really am. I'm blessed to have a fantastic staff team who put up with all my foibles and actually encourage me. I'm blessed by every single one of you who are determined to tell me I'm doing an all right job. Now, that doesn't matter whether I'm doing an all right or an all bad job. Well, I suppose it does. But the fact is, it's a good thing to know one's blessed. Isn't it? The trouble is, most people, and dare I say most Christians, don't believe it. They don't believe that they are blessed because we tend to compare ourselves to the blessings of others. That is a railroad of disaster, for we will never feel satisfied. You see, blessing is a characteristic of God. Hand in the air, moving slide, if any opportunity could possibly occur. Thank you. Blessing is a characteristic of God. Genesis chapter 12, for those of you who've got your Bibles, please turn to page 13. You probably won't be on Genesis chapter 12, but it's in my Bible on page 13. The Lord said to Abraham. Who said to Abraham? Who? The Lord. The Lord said to Abram, he said this, leave your country. Oh, really? Leave your country, your people, your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. God blessed Adam. God blessed Abraham. He blessed Jacob and Isaac, Israel. He's in the business of blessing. Therefore, to bless and be a vehicle of blessing is to reflect the very character and nature of who God is. And when we do not, we do God's within us a disservice. I'll talk more about that in a second. Statements of blessing are many. A wish for God to place his favor on others, like prayer ministry. I'll be praying for someone. First things I'll probably say is, Lord, thank you for this person. Bless them. I'm asking for God's pure affection and attention to be poured upon that person. Now, if that's not a blessing, I don't know what is. Lord, come by your Spirit. Boy, that must be a blessing. Come with your presence. Bless this person. Bless them, Lord. Fill them by your Spirit. There's priestly blessings. There's the blessings of Aaron. Not you, but of course you can bless us. It's wonderful. But there are many different blessings, priestly blessings that you'll hear. You might get one at the end of the service today. You never know. But actually, there is a call on the priesthood to bless the people. Let's go to Peter, shall we? Let's transmogrify ourselves into the New Testament, where Peter talks about the priesthood of who? Of all mumblers. The priesthood of all mumblers. I bless you. My teacher said at school, McDermott, you've always mumbled. So I've just passed that blessing on to you. God bless you. The priesthood of all believers. Now, why don't I wear a collar? I am a priest. I am recognized by the church to perform a priestly function for the Anglican Church. But I am no different than you in my priestly function in the world. No different. You and I are priests in the household of God. So I don't wear a collar because that would show a delineation and a distinction that I don't think is helpful. Because we're all here to spread the blessing of God. Priestly blessings are wonderful. There's a prayer of blessing upon ourselves. The prayer of Jacob as he wrestled with the Lord. What did he say? I will not let you go until you bless me. There's nothing wrong with asking the Lord to bless you. It's a good thing to desire the favor of God. It's deep within our very being, within our DNA, to desire to be blessed. Let us not deny it. It's not an ascetic joy to whip ourselves because we desire to be blessed. The Father longs to bless us. There's a prayer of blessing over God himself. Lord, we bless you. We bless the name of the Lord. Do you know humanity is able to bless God? That does not mean to increase his nature or his character, but it is to speak well of, to magnify him. I had an argument with a theologian at one point. I said, surely it's not possible to bless God. I said, well, I'm sorry, but it's in the Bible that we can bless God. We can be a blessing to him. There is nothing wrong with it. And actually, I think some of our worship's all about that. We bless you. We magnify you. It's a declaration also. Blessing is a declaration of God's inherent goodness. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Not just fringe. Major benefits. And of course, there's a blessing of favor of God over somebody in Christ Jesus. And I will look at that in a second. So the ultimate blessing, of course you know this, ladies and gentlemen, friends. You know this. The ultimate blessing is the fact that we have been bought at a price by Christ. That our life has been redeemed from the pit to the throne. Yeah? Even if God did not do anything else, we are blessed. But of course he longs to do more, doesn't he? So that's all about blessing. Oh. Is it me or is it just my looks? We are blessed. We'll leave it on that. Thank you very much indeed. John 1:16. Please turn with me to that if you could. Let's not become strangers to our Bibles. Let's have a little look. John 1:16. Now my version, the NIV, what in glory's name is going on? Please could you go back to the word blessed? Thank you. God bless you. Please. My version, the version that we have in the Bibles, is a slightly different translation. I prefer this one, so I'm going for this one because I'm preaching on this. From the fullness of God's grace, we have received one blessing after another. From the fullness of God's grace, we are blessed. Turn with me again, Ephesians chapter 1. Now, I preached on this about 3 weeks ago. Maybe it was 4. But I think it's worth knowing this, Ephesians chapter 1. Not only knowing it, but knowing it. Praise be, verse 3, to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, has blessed us. Past, present, continuous. Say that with me. Past, present, continuous. He has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. How many blessings in Christ has he given us? Every. Is that some? Is that some? No. What is it? Every. What does every mean? All. How many blessings? In who? In Christ. To whom? To us. To me. Can you say me? Can you say us? Blessed? Brilliant. You're with me. You're with me. Genesis. God says to Abraham, Abram, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. 2 Corinthians 1, for those of you who like traveling around your Bibles at hyperspeed. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ, and through him the Amen is spoken to the glory of God. Amen means, may it be so, as we have said. All the promises of God. Romans 4, come with me, friends. Your fingers are probably going to end up with paper cuts by the end of this. Romans 4, verse 16. Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace that is guaranteed to all. Abraham's offspring, all of Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, that means Israel, not only to those, but those who are of faith in Abraham. Who has faith here? Half of us. Fantastic. God bless you. We all have faith that Jesus died for us. And if you don't believe that Jesus died for you, he has. And he longs to reach out to you today to bring you back to life. Maybe you've been on the edges of your faith. God is whispering you to come into the center. You are blessed. You are blessed. Abraham is the father of us all. It is written, I've made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God in whom we believe. The God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were. Boom! Many of us are living with unfulfilled promises, but know this, God is the one who calls things that are not as though they were. That's how we pray. Lord, bring it into being. Now, there are many of us in this room who will at some point and probably multiple times will come through. And today I know that there are some people here who are struggling with issues of self-identity and self-image. Develop, friends, develop a habit of declaring God's truth over your life. Say, I am blessed. I am blessed. Yeah, but you don't believe it, do you? But you are. So, or put the words of Ephesians 1. God has blessed me in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Write those down, please, please, if you could do anything. The process of transformation occurs through the unchanging truth of the word of Scripture transforming our hearts and our minds. Romans 12:1. Take the words of John 1, verse 16. Take the words of Ephesians 1, 3 and 4. Write them down and put them on your bathroom mirror. Put them in the place where you look at yourself before you go out. I am blessed. Know that you are blessed. It will change your life. This is not speaking an untruth into our lives. Lord, give me a Maserati. This is speaking deep spiritual truth. I am blessed in Christ Jesus. Let's work on that. Second thing, friends, do you know that we can withhold God's blessing? I've seen it. And it's not a pretty thing. First of all, you might not be able to read that, and I'm so sorry. We can, first of all, withhold blessing through inactivity. Now, just a quick aside, I learned something culturally the other week that I think is useful for us to know. Do you know these folded arms? In the West, in New Zealand, when you fold your arms and you go like that, you are aggressive. And actually, also, you are opting out. In the Indian culture, this is a sign of submission. I had never known that before. But actually, I would encourage us all to try and be aware of our body language when it comes to being amongst friends. We can withhold God's blessing through inactivity. We can stop the work of God flourishing simply by removing our spiritual and our physical support. Matthew chapter 12. They who are not with me are against me. This is Jesus speaking. And they who do not gather with me scatter. You see, this is an active thing. Gather with me. This is a do not, is a passive thing. Even the fact of not doing something has a negative influence on the work of the kingdom. So a negative, no, you can cross your arms. You're very welcome. God bless you. I do it all the time. I get told off for it, but it's all right. Secondly, we can withhold blessing through indifference. A lack of interest is sometimes our heart and our soul decide to check out for some unknown reason, maybe due to past hurt, maybe just to, you're asking me to go into territory that actually I'm going to feel very uncomfortable about, so I will opt out. J.K. Rowling, for those of you who like reading something different, says indifference and neglect often do more damage than outright dislike. And actually, it's so true. Edmund Burke, nothing is so fatal to religion as indifference. Trying to stoke a fire with someone putting water on at the same time is quite difficult. We can also withhold a blessing through unforgiveness. Many of us may be trapped by unable to forgive somebody. But the thing is that actually we trap ourselves in the cages of our own heart, unable to flourish because we're unable to release others into flourishing. I find that very interesting. And fourthly, through negativity. Not many of us here in this room were alive during the Second World War. I know I wasn't. But there was a slogan that happened through the Second World War that was this, loose lips sink ships. And actually, the power of our spoken word, be it positive or negative, can either be the difference between something flourishing or something dying. How we present ourselves in the work of the kingdom and with his people will either make a blessing occur or cause something to die. Bless, Romans 12 says, bless and do not curse. And I know that we want to do that, and we always do. It's wonderful. Thirdly, friends, just by the way, inactivity is passive-aggressive. Indifference is passive-aggressive, for those of you who like this sort of psychological thing. Unforgiveness is downright aggression as well as negativity. Bless and do not curse. We are called, friends, to be a blessing. We are called to be the very vehicles in which God's blessing is released upon the earth. Romans 12. We are called to be a blessing to others. Let's have a little look at Romans 12. This is read to us. What does it mean to be a blessing? I'm going to try and read it. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love or sisterly love, if you like to be that way. Honor one another above yourselves. Really? Yes. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor. How? By serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people, all who are in need, and practice hospitality. Bless, do not curse. Bless those who persecute you. Live in harmony. Don't be proud. Be willing to associate with people of low position. Don't be conceited. This is the call of a blessing people. To bless one another. Blessing upon blessing upon blessing. blessing. Biblically, the people of God are called to bless one another. If you are a father and a mother, or a father or a mother, your calling is to bless your children. What happened at the time when the patriarchs were about to breathe their last breaths? What did they do? They gathered their children to them and they blessed them. I would say this to parents and grandparents. Don't wait for your last breath. Make a habit of blessing your family. For those of you who are unmarried and or do not have children, you don't get off free. You are called to be a blessing. Anna and Simeon in the book of Luke, when they were waiting for the consolation of Israel. Anna was a widow. She obviously didn't have any children. What did she do? She saw Jesus and Joseph and Mary and she blessed the Lord and gave thanks. Simeon actually blessed Jesus. Is it possible to bless Jesus? Yeah, it is. So no matter what your marital state or familial state is, you have a calling to bless others. And listen to this, folks. Go back to Genesis chapter 12. Come with me. Come on. You can do it. I know you can. Press those buttons. Get the internet working faster. I will bless those, verse 3 of verse 12, who bless you and curse those who curse you. I will bless those who bless you. Guys, listen. If you're in the business of blessing, you invoke a blessing upon yourself. I will bless those who bless you. So it's a benefit. Let's get in the business of being a blessing. We're also called not only to be a blessing to each other, but we're also called to be a blessing to the world. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you. All the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ. Abraham is our father. Therefore, we take our father's actions and our calling, and we become a blessing to the earth. The earth is blessed through us. That's what Alpha's all about. That's what Feeding the Poor is all about. That's what Food Bank is all about. That's what the Op Shop is all about. That's what everything we do is all about. It's about blessing the world. The call of a follower of Jesus is to continue his ministry. And when we know that we are blessed, we are free then to bless others. The overflow of blessing, friends, is to bless. So, again, a little bit of practical homework for us. Wake up. Have a look at yourself in the mirror. After you've stopped crying, read those, that John statement and that statement in Ephesians. I am blessed. Okay, get through that phase. Put your undies on, brush your teeth, do whatever you want to do. Then come into the next phase. This next phase is this. Write this on your mirror. I will be a blessing today. It can't stop with me. It has to go wider. I will be a blessing today. How about this for a prayer? Lord, I determine to speak well of everybody today. Really? Yeah, I will determine this. By your grace, Lord, you've got to help me, but I will speak well of others today. I will be a blessing. Why? Because people see Jesus through us. I will be a source of blessing and see others flourish because of what I do in their lives. That's a determination. Aim here. If you want to just go just a little bit further, are you ready? Are you ready? You ready to come with me? Yeah? Half of you aren't. Half of you are. That's okay. How about this? Lord, I'm going to be a blessing to my employer today. I will bless my employer today. I will be the best doctor that they have ever seen. I will be the best assistant priest they have ever seen. I will be the best youth worker, the best youth facilitator. I will be the best medic that my employers have ever seen. I will make sure that that which has been entrusted to me will flourish because I will be a blessing today. Yeah? How about this? Are you ready? I'm going to take you a step even further. Are you ready to go? No. God bless you. Well, I'll go over here.
Yeah, we're ready to go.
How about? Amen. Hallelujah. How about this? Okay? Would you pray this? Would you be willing to pray this? Lord, I'm going to speak so well of my colleague that they get a promotion above me. Now, if they're a stinker, you've got to pray for God's blessing on them so they're not a stinker, but that they flourish. Let me tell you folks this. If you determine to be a blessing where you are, all those about you will be blessed. The business that you're in will flourish. Those about you will think that God is good. Because of who you are and your determination. I am blessed. I am a blessing. Now, folks, coming into land, guys, this is what our vision's about. Our vision is not about gathering unto ourselves. It's about being a blessing. Corporate, individually, we can be a blessing. Corporately, we can be a dynamite effect of blessing. Here's something. Could you do this with me? I want just these rows here, just to say the word. As I go, I want you to join with me. Can you just say this with me, front row? Can you just say bless?
Bless.
Bless. Bless. Bless. Bless. Bless. Bless. Bless. Bless. Bless. Bless. Bless, 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 bless. Now keep going and listen. Okay, do you see the power in everybody blessing? See, when we get behind a vision, when we get behind a thought of what God can do with a ragtag bunch of 12 disciples somewhere in a smelly little town somewhere in Israel, a whole civilization was changed because they knew the power of blessing. We are far more, and our effect can be far-reaching. 2 weeks ago, we heard from Paul, who said that what he wants to do is to take us through a transmogrification of our understanding of children's ministry, to actually, rather than teaching at, actually journeying with. Seeing that our young people are actually more than just sort of fledglings. They're actually believers in their own right, in their own way, as they are. That we're going to be taking the good news to the local schools. Part of our Bible week is about that, our holiday club. Releasing God's blessing into our children, affecting our schools. Becky spoke a week ago about actually, let me write, bringing hope, meaning, and restoration. And here they come. Bringing hope, meaning, and restoration and dignity to our young people's lives. Can you imagine the effect that these kids have when they go back to their high schools on Monday? Now, whether you not know it or not, last week there was a race and religion war at Mount Roskill Grammar. The Muslim Afghanis had a punch-up with the Pacifica kids, and they were going hell for leather. Can you imagine what could happen if the determination to bless entered every single one of these schools and these children's hearts? And our young people are taking those drops of blessing with them because of what happens here on a Sunday and midweek. I want to see hundreds of young people come to faith, don't you? That's what this vision is about. It's about being a blessing. All of this is about making Jesus known and seeing lives transformed. Part of this gift day is about releasing that so together we combine our resources, our spiritual, our physical, and our financial resources, our prayer resources. We pour them all into the funnel of God that more are blessed than we can possibly know or imagine, both overseas and here. We're sending teams out to local churches at the moment, and that's great. Bill was preaching there last week at Three Kings Congregational. Sarah's been preaching it Linfield Community Church. We're determined to bless other churches. As we gather together, so will be a blessing. Service planting, church planting, every sort of planting you can do. Tree planting, any planting. We're into planting. It's a great thing. Will you join with us? This is what this Vision Day is about. It's about getting behind and being a blessing. Shall we stand?